This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
The Senate bill to replace Obamacare needs some more votes.
We could have a big surprise with a great health care package.
The president offered no explanation as to what that might be. But with 9 Republican senators opposing the bill, a sudden breakthrough this week would be unexpected.
All right, we start today's Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore, Cheryl Chumley as well from Washington Times joins us as well. And health care. Jonathan, what do you hear? Are they actually going to repeal and replace? I know Rand Paul is standing strong for more freedom involved in health care.
Well, it doesn't look good, but I think that they've got a juggernaut that is not likely to be changed unless they make substantial concessions and go more towards repealing and replacing with a free market alternative. I really think that Rand Paul and Lee and a bunch of others who are stalwarts on the marketplace are going to hold this thing up unless adequate concessions are made. Unfortunately, if those concessions are made, I think they'll peel off a number of Democrats and again be in a position where it'll be very hard to pass this thing.
So are we basically at a point where it's socialized medicine or bust? What do you think, Cheryl Chumley?
I do. I think Republicans long ago ceded the whole argument that government doesn't belong in the business of health care at all, except maybe from the distance as a watchdog to make sure insurance companies aren't bilking customers. But, you know, I haven't heard Republicans speak about that free market angle in months, in maybe even a couple years. And it just seems like now they're trying to tweak Obamacare, fix Obamacare, but they're not really trying to get out of the business of health care, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, which leaves what? State-level nullification based on the 10th Amendment, Jonathan?
Well, I think it's going to just be a disaster no matter how it goes. I think a bill is unlikely to pass. If one does pass the Senate, it's probably unlikely to get enough votes in the House, and they'll probably wrangling that will make it impossible for consensus to be built. I think a lot depends on the midterm elections coming up in 2018 and what happens with the composition of the House and Senate. If there's significant Republican gains, then we might see free market activity be restored to the bill and a passage of a bill that actually does extricate the government from a big part of it.
Well, do they risk by not moving forward in this way a disgust by the Republican electorate to the point where they don't show up? I mean, that's the whole thing when the Democrats got so disgusted they didn't either.
It's a very difficult situation, but I do think that the Democrats are making themselves such an outrageous party that they're likely to suffer more defeats akin to the ones that they've just experienced in these special elections around the country. So I think that is going to continue, and I think that the argument will be made that, look, we wanted to bring about true reform. We couldn't do it because there are too many Democrats, you to vote these turkeys out so we can get some control here and repeal and replace Obamacare. So I think they'll go back to that. Greater problem, I think, another problem is going to be tax reform, and the Obamacare taxes have got to be eliminated. Otherwise, you know, this thing's going to go down and still people are going to be taxed. It's going to implode on its own. It is now imploding all over the country.
Yeah.
So it's going to disappear of its accord. But all these things that are left in taxes and so on are going to start hitting.
Right. At that point, the Democrats may have syringes, but the Republicans or those who've supported them are going to have pitchforks. Cheryl Chumley, this is something that Jonathan just made us aware of right before we went to air. The House passes Kate's Law as part of illegal immigrant crackdown. Do you think that Elmo from Sesame Street has just lost it at this point?
Poor Elmo, huh? Poor CNN. It's just continuing its rapid decline. But I actually think Kate's Law is a great thing. I think that it has an excellent chance of passing both the House and Senate and landing on Trump's desk. This was part of his, if you go way, way back to when he first started out on the campaign trail, it was Kate Steinle that he pointed to as an example of why America needed tighter borders and why sanctuary cities needed to be punished for their actions. And here he is making good, because of his pressure on this point, making good on a campaign promise. And this is something Democrats and Republicans alike, really, you should be uniting on the no sanctuary city things. People get killed from sanctuary cities. People mm-hmm. get injured, and it should be a no-brainer.
Jonathan, when our libertarian friends, and we are largely libertarian with conservative leanings, of course, say we should have open borders, Ron Paul argued that, of course, in a culture that provides free stuff, right, welfare immediately for people that come across, that's a recipe for disaster. That's not true of free market, where the people and the jobs will flock to where it needs to be.
Yes, and I don't think that libertarians coincide with the Democratic view of open borders. They believe in borders. They mm-hmm. just believe in free trade. And they think that, but as far as national security issues are concerned, and as far as creating a massive welfare state that accommodates people just because they're able to get across the border, all of that is definitely something that libertarians have opposed vigorously. Another aspect of the legislation, there's a second bill here in addition to Kate's bill, which would withdraw federal funding from sanctuary cities. And this is a really major move that, if it passes the Senate, would have a devastating impact on all these localities that have created themselves, have labeled themselves sanctuary cities and have allowed people, regardless of what crimes they've committed, to seek sanctuary in those cities. And that's part of really the problem in Kate's Law there. The Steinle situation involved a person who got entry into the United States despite having numerous felonies previously on his record and was enabled to live and dwell in a sanctuary city without any law enforcement against him, and then killed Kate Steinle. And it's all a result of the accommodations that have been made for people who really shouldn't be in this country to begin with.
Well, is there a country that you're aware of around the world that just says open borders, all bets are off, anybody can come in anytime, anywhere, even if you have a criminal history?
No, Germany went pretty close to that under Merkel, but no. And it's insane. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Do you really want to invite murderers, rapists, people who are freeloaders? You really want our country to be dominated by those? Open up the borders. Apparently, the Democrats believe that's the way to go. I think any sane person who loves this country and who wants to protect property and the rights of individuals against the threat of violence and terrorism would stand against that. You want a vetting process that very carefully examines someone's background before they get into this country. That's mm-hmm. going to be our refuge.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just going to be like Europe, just victimized right and left.
Well, except maybe for Switzerland. I mean, Cheryl, I've been to Switzerland. They won't let me become an immigrant. I mean, it's very tough to become an immigrant in Switzerland, also New Zealand, for instance. And why are the Democrats protesting the outrageous border control in those countries?
Well, Democrats right now are centered mostly on opening borders in America. And, you know, I was listening to Jonathan, and what struck is is mentioning of anybody of sane mind would support such common sense measures as keeping out illegals who are criminals and felons and so forth. And in my mind, I went bingo. That's the problem, because we're dealing with people who are not sane. The far left is not sane. And I don't know if it's that they cannot look down the path a year or two, or that they are just plain outright evil and wicked and they don't care about the destruction of this nation. But opening borders to felons and letting them in cities and demanding that taxpayers support these felon immigrants, it is just evil. And it's definitely insane.
Well, and with what money? I mean, how did they get a hold of all this federal money to begin with? But of course, that comes into a whole basis for how unconstitutional our government is operating, Jonathan, where, you know, money is stolen from the taxpayers all over the land, brought to D.C. and then doled out to whoever for whatever.
Yeah, it's insane. We live in a country that's dominated by an administrative state and by redistribution of income and by the notion that benefits ought to be given to people and assumed to be their right to have them. So they define health care to be a right. Well, of course it's not a right. Health care is not a right. You have a right to seek health care unencumbered by the state, and that should result in the FDA's restrictions on access to experimental treatments for terminally ill patients to be stricken. But as far as a right to receive redistribution of income, no. Now, we're a compassionate people. We want a health care system in the United States, free market, that encourages beneficence. And in that regard, you know, I've talked a lot about my idea of a $1.50 tax deduction for everybody who contributes a dollar in the way of helping someone in need for receive health care.
Beautiful.
And that approach is the way to go. Get rid of all this government mandate. Give the power back to patients to dictate health care. Let them choose broadly what treatments they think are best for themselves, and respect their choices and not second-guess them through an administrative state that has no compassion and that has a total need to dominate and control the agenda for every single human being in the United States. That's the European way. That's not the American way. We never should have gone down that path, but unfortunately, we don't seem to have the political support presently to get out of it.
Yeah, as a party, the Republicans are, I don't know what kofif really means, but if it sounds effeminate in a way where you demasculate a party that no longer stands on principle, who's saying health care is not a right? The right to, you know, let's say access all forms of healing, that would be awesome. That doesn't mean you get to put a gun to the head of the doctor or homeopath to force them to help you. But then again, there are a lot of compassionate doctors who would give their care away, if allowed to, by the federal government, much less the states. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large all-season heavy-duty quick deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
While Bernie Sanders hasn't ruled out running for president again in 2020, it's possible he'll have to do it while his wife sits in a prison cell. Because according to Politico, Bernie and his wife Jane Sanders just hired a pair of lawyers, expensive ones, in response to a scandal that has been gestating for a long time, about 7 years.
$10 million loans. What is this scandal? Bernie, the socialist Sanders, and his wife Jane might be in a little bit of trouble here. And, you know, I've said nice things about Bernie Sanders only because I believe he believes what he's saying. And I can appreciate someone who's a straight shooter. This is what I believe. He's not like putting his finger up to the wind and making it up at, you know, those kind of politicians like Hillary. But at the same time, I want to acknowledge that socialists are the most violent, vile, if I can say this, outside of communism, or maybe they're together, of all of the isms that there are, because they believe in theft by force and redistribution, and there's no niceties about it. Are we seeing that manifest in their own lives, Jonathan?
Well, perhaps. And apparently there's a Federal Bureau of investigation underway, and they're looking at what appears to be loan fraud, where they listed a number of parties that they would rely upon to reimburse the, repay the loan. And these parties were variously incapable of meeting the commitments that were assigned to them in the loan documents, suggesting that they really weren't in a position to provide the financing for the loan as was represented. And apparently there were problems in the review of the loan, and there's another question as to whether or not Bernie Sanders' Senate office exercised undue influence to get the loan approved. So there are significant issues here. He's described them as trifling, but In point of fact, they appear to be significant. Mm-hmm. This was for a university that is an ill-fated university that his wife was the president of, and it was for an expansion project associated with the university that she championed. The problem with this whole thing, again, is that she's directly responsible for apparently producing the documents, putting them together and making the submission for this funding through federal auspices.
Oh, yeah.
And the loans were granted based on an acceptance of the validity of the representations made there, which are under penalty of perjury. So if indeed it is the case that she falsely represented the credit worthiness of those who were or the commitment of those who are identified as the sources to repay the loan, then there's a real problem. And if Bernie Sanders' office really did use political influence to get the loan passed, get it approved, mm-hmm. then there's an additional problem of corruption. Federal corruption charges can be brought.
Well, and Jane Sanders came out of
this.
That's why
they both have lawyers.
Yeah, well, they do. And she came out of it very, very well off, and the university went broke. And listen to what they were paying her daughter to do what.
As president, she also gave a sweetheart deal to her own daughter, paying her more than $500,000 over 3 years to teach woodworking to Burlington students.
Hey, Cheryl, can I get a job, $500,000 for 3 years, to do a teaching woodworking? I'll take that.
Yeah, that's an even better deal than Chelsea got from CNN, I think, based on her parents' White House position. But, you know, this is the socialist way. It's just this is why I do not like socialists, because I'm not as kind toward the Sanders as you said you've been on a couple of occasions. I don't like socialism. I think it's an evil that just rots at America's core, at our republic greatness.
Yes.
And this is why, because it always leads to corruption, distribution of wealth, and the stealing of the wealthiest earners to distribute to those of less fortune. And in this case, it seems like the less fortunate may indeed have been the Sanders themselves.
Right. Well, and recognize that when they attack capitalism, what they're attacking, and they're not making distinction, is crony capitalism or capitalism, where they figured out a way to game the system. Where true free markets, the people get to decide what they want to buy and what you want to sell, and the government gets the heck out of the way and allows innovation to occur. And that's a distinction, Cheryl, I don't think that's being made.
No, and I don't think we're going to have a lot of new news coming out about this until the FBI comes forward with some information, because Bernie Sanders won't answer anything. He dodges any and all questions, even from the normally friendly CNN, which in it's, a hat tip a little bit to CNN, because they're trying to dig into this as well, but Sanders won't even answer questions from their news host.
Well, Cheryl Chumley's going to keep following it, writing about it over at the opinion pages at Washington Times. Jonathan E. Moore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, continues to do his great work. And we're going to be joined with Norm Singleton next after the break from the Campaign for Liberty. We're going to tell you why government-involved health care can kill you, and it can kill children, too. After this. Thanks, Cheryl.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. So many times, so many ways you hear the mainstream media, leftist, centralist, collectivist, argue for the compassion of large bureaucratic control by the federal government over health care. It's the only way we can help people. It's the only way we can save people. If not, you get the Pelosi's of the world saying hundreds of thousands of people will die, completely neglecting the reality that hundreds of thousands of people die in the system that is already entwined with so much government, it can't function in a healthy way. And then out of England, we got a report of, well, they've got a socialized system, they got a single-payer system, their nationalized health care, their NHS, doing something so horrific. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty had brought it to us, to our attention. I've got some audio clips to play, but Norm, I want you to introduce this, what's happening here, and I appreciate you being here with me and Jonathan on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour.
Thank you, Robert. The young couple had a baby in August. They named him Charlie Gourd, and he has a rare genetic disease and also some brain damage. He's been in the hospital since his birth, being treated by the British medical system. His parents found that there is an experimental treatment that they could take him to in America. The doctor, American doctor, agreed to accept them. They ran a GoFundMe campaign, ran enough money to take him to America, but then the doctors in Britain decided that the treatment would only prolong Charlie's agony, and so they, as apparently is their legal right, they overruled the parents, took the parents to British court, and the British court ruled that their parents did not have the right to use this last desperate measure to potentially save their son's life, or at least improve the quality of the life that he had left. The European Commission on Human Rights, and before we go further, I think everybody needs to remember this is a commission on human rights, ruled that the British court was correct, basically that the doctors have the right to tell this family, I'm sorry, not even I'm sorry, but we've decided it's in the best interest of your son that he simply have his life support systems turned off and die at 10 months rather than you exercising your God-given right to do what you think is best for the child that you love and that you brought into this world by taking every possible effort you can to save him.
Norm, I want to play a real quick clip. You're not making this up. You're not exaggerating in the least. The doctors are actually arguing this.
The couple have released this picture of them with Charlie in Great Ormond Street Hospital. He has a rare genetic disorder and is brain damaged. Doctors say there is nothing more they can do, and it's time to end his ordeal by turning off life support.
So why are these doctors given, let's say, more emphasis over the American doctor who says, yes, I'm willing to try and help in this situation? Where did doctors go wrong in this case to kind of side on death as opposed to trying everything you can to save his life?
I don't know how they make that judgment, what studies they've done on the new treatment, what experts they are. It seems to me that if you're a doctor, you would always err on the side of trying to save a life, especially a 10-month-old baby. Mm. We do know that we've heard from Britain, Canada, Sweden, and other countries with socialized medicine that doctors are increasingly encouraged to subtly and maybe and sometimes not so subtly, especially with the very young and the very old, recommend euthanasia as the treatment of first rather than the treatment of last resort.
It's horrible. Jonathan, let me bring you in here because you've dealt with this. You've done court cases in the United States on this with the FDA, for instance, prohibiting the right to try experimental treatments on patients, even children who would die otherwise.
Yes, it's an outrage. It's a sign of enormous hubris, godlike hubris on the part of these doctors, where they assume that because they have no remedy for the situation, look what they're doing. They're making an assumption that the experimental treatment will be ineffectual. They have no proof of that. They make an assumption that the child's life will be miserable and will be horrific if he's allowed to live, and that they will end the child's misery by killing him. First of all, they don't even understand that they don't even have an ability to comprehend a 10-month-old's experience with pain or with discomfort. And then the third thing is the enormous assumption that they can replace the parents' right to determine what's in the best interest of the child with their own determination, which the state here enforces. And that's where these are fundamental violations of the life and liberty rights of this child and the liberty rights of the parents.
But all those people that think healthcare is a right. This is what happens when they get this so-called right from government. It's not. Bringing tears to my eyes every time I hear these stories.
And they raised over £1 million.
Yeah, there was no taxpayer money going out on this. I mean, this was fully voluntary.
Right, Right.
And, no, it's a usurpation. It's a usurpation of the rights of parents by the state through the auspices of socialized medicine physicians. And they're taking away the right to decide whether or not a child should live from the parents, and they're electing to kill the child. Notice that this is not a decision as to whether or not the child should receive one kind of treatment or another. They're saying we have a right to kill this child. They're saying the state has the power to overrule the parent's effort to save their child by imposing a death sentence on the child.
And,
the most outrageous thing that I've heard.
And on the basis of them not wanting the child to suffer, let me tell you folks how much suffering happens with the standard of care in oncolytic treatment, cancer treatment. Don't tell me it's about suffering. They induce suffering sometimes in what they call heroic attempts to save lives. So this isn't about that. There's something else going on here that is horribly nefarious. And Norm, I think this merits a deep look for those that are saying we want the government to take over health care.
Yes, it does. It merits a very deep look, especially because the Democrats' latest talking point is that the Republicans' modifications to Obamacare will cause people to die. Well, look at what's actually causing people to die, not hypothetically, in Britain. And for years, people on the left have pointed to Britain's national healthcare system as the model for showing that socialized medicine can work. But look at what's happening now. They're letting this poor little child, as you said, they're actually not letting him die. They're killing him because they're affirmatively taking him off life support. It's not just denial of care, which is where they keep someone comfortable and let nature take its course. This is affirmatively taking an action that they are 100% certain will result in his death for the precise purpose of they've decided that that's what's best for the child. And if you think that this is going to prolong his suffering or that it's too much for him, well, do you really think that his parents are not concerned about that? I mean, I think, you know, most parents, as hard it would be, would if it was truly what was in the best interest of the child, they would say, you know, take him off life support.
They won't even let him take him home. Listen to these parents, their pleas. I mean, you can hear the pain and the anguish.
We promise our little boy every single day that we will take him home, because that is a promise we thought we could keep.
We want to give him a bath at home. We want to sit on the sofa with him. We want to sleep in the bed with him. We want to put him in a cot he's never slept in. But we're now being denied that.
They're not even letting these... Let's say, take out the equation of the £1 million they raised, so no taxpayers are hurt in this, to take him to America for an experimental treatment. They're not even letting them take him home to die in peace at home. They're just going to pull the life support and won't let the parents have... This is the government... I mean, again... This is why our founding fathers said government was a dangerous entity. You must keep it in chains, bind it with the chains of the Constitution. And yet many people in America on the political left and some with no will on the political right are just giving up that principled foundational stance to say the government doesn't own your body and doesn't own your children.
No, it doesn't. And this is the same mentality we see with the cases that Jonathan fights every day with the Amish farmers, who are have men with guns come on to their property because they've committed the horrendous crime of selling unpasteurized milk, and this is what you get. And I would say if the government can tell a mother and father of a newborn, not only are we not going to allow you to do what to take the efforts you feel is best to care for your child, to preserve your child's life, but we will not even allow you to hold him in your bed, in your home, in his last few days. What limits are there on government power in Britain?
Damn. Well, and again, this is where our political left is wanting to steamroll us to, and the Republicans are barely toe-tapping, with the exception of a few we named earlier, Jonathan.
And, you know, Dr. Julian Whitaker once said in a speech that I'll never forget, when you need your freedom the most, you know, that's when you recognize that it's a precious thing. Here, these people, they need their freedom the most, and the state's taken away from them in the most dire of circumstances. This is not, I mean, look, what is the interest by the state in determining the outcome here? Why does the state have an interest? This is not a situation where the state even has an argument about treatment. They're saying they think that euthanasia is the way to go. Well, how can you possibly substitute your judgment for that of a parent in this most extraordinary circumstance where their exercise of freedom is the most important thing? They're saying, no, we want to fight for this child. We want to bring him to the United States, give him a chance at an experimental treatment. And the government is saying, no, you cannot do that. That's an outrage. They're not asking the government for anything other than the right to put the child on a plane with them, fly to the United States. And the doctor in the United States is willing to accept the child and treat the child. What makes them think that they have a right to determine whether a child should live or die? What power in the state is there for that? The fundamental purpose of the state is to protect an individual's right to life, liberty, and property. That function is being directly violated by this, with the state saying, no, we won't protect life, we'll actually extinguish it.
Not even subtle here, folks, particularly our friends on the political left and even center who believe that health care is a right and the government should dole it out. This is what's coming our way. I mean, in many ways, it already happened because of the centralized bureaucratic oligarchy known as the FDA running roughshod over the freedom of Americans.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What is the primary principle given up if you say health care is a right to be bestowed upon you by a large centralized government bureaucracy? Well, it's that you have self-ownership, that you have sovereignty over your body and that of your children, as evidence what we just reported on with Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan Emore at emore.com in England, where the state at that level in England and the so-called European authority said, nope, you have no right to take your child, even though you've got money given freely from those who donated. So nobody is being harmed against their will to America for specialized treatment that a doctor is willing to try and attempt to save or somehow alter the course of this little boy's future. And they say, nope, the only option is to die, and we're going to ensure that that happens, and you can't even have your kids being given back to you to take home for a peaceful transition. It's not. So the prime give up that I see in America here, whether it's said it's socialized medicine that has existed for many decades at this point, Jonathan, you know for firsthand with the battles you've been in. The FDA assumes you do not have self-ownership. The United States government now looks at the individual as an entity given life by government, not by God.
Well, this is the inevitable consequence. The inevitable consequence when you shift the power to decide from the individual to the state. In the case of health care, it goes with the authority and resources to govern treatment. So when you say, for example, I'm going to subsidize your health care, I'm going to determine what is and what is not appropriate care, and you give that power to the state, then the individual endlessly and inevitably becomes a victim of the state in the receipt of health care. You go into the hospital. You've received word that a particular treatment would be preferable, and yet the government has determined that the standard of care for this particular disease requires a certain kind of treatment. You either agree to accept that treatment, for which reimbursement will be possible from insurance, or you say no and either are forbidden from receiving it or are essentially required to pay an enormous sum out of pocket for it, even though you've been hoodwinked into believing that this government authorized insurance is your salvation. The reality is, if you don't empower the individual, to have both the economic independence to choose and the right to choose, you destroy their freedom in health care, and you give the decision-making to the state, and you have circumstances like what has happened here in Britain, happened routinely here in the United States. If you like what you just saw in Britain, then embrace the Sanders, Clinton, Schumer, and Pelosi one-payer system here in the United States. That's exactly what you'll get.
Norm, hey, can we get the Campaign for Liberty to sponsor some sort of summit online or in person with Jonathan, me, and you, and others that actually know this stuff and can teach people what they're not being taught in Washington, D.C. about these dangers?
That's actually an excellent idea. Let me talk to Dr. Paul about that. We'll see. You know, it's particularly timely because I know some people might say, well, this is horrible, but it's in Britain. And that's true, but we need to, but remember the big push to make this bring the system like that to America. That's what Obamacare is all about. So we're gonna have to look at these issues and confront these issues here sooner rather than later. And also, it just plays into the debate, too, because one of the things you have going on is the Republicans, conservatives, libertarians too often cede the moral high ground on Obamacare and the whole health care debate. They talk about how this is about the cost and the inefficiencies, but they don't really argue the philosophy as well as Jonathan could. They don't really talk about these horror stories. They talk about them in very detailed or general terms and not specific. And we need to tell stories like this.
They need to see where this is going. And, of course, as I said, when you say it's just England, you know better, of course, Norm. You know, because Jonathan has seen it here on our shores, those of you listening within the United States. And I'm sure it happens in Canada, too. Let us know, folks. This is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Thank you, Norm. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, of course, to Cheryl Chumley. We've got a whole other hour of healing. And we've got Medicaid savings coming up. But how, you'll never guess. Silica and more. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.